Hello and welcome to Twin Flames, the Great Spiritual Awakening podcast, where you can listen to real-life stories from those who answered the call of divine love. I'm your host, Dennis. I'm a certified ascension coach with Twin Flames Universe. I've been on my twin flame journey for several years now, and I'm living in union with my twin flame thanks to the teachings of union at twinflamesuniverse.com. For every episode of this podcast, I am joined by special guests who are on various stages of the twin flame journey. Some of them are newer, while others have already achieved a union or even harmonious twin flame union. So every week you get a close-up glance into their personal twin flame journey, and you get to really find out what happened on their journey. How did they overcome the biggest challenges, and what did they do to get to where they are today and have real and permanent success on the twin flame journey? Enjoy, and always remember, only love is real and love never fails. For our episode today, I'm really happy to have you with me, Twin Flames in Union, Stein and Johanna. Hello, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi, we're doing good.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to talking about your journey and really discovering a bit more how you guys came to begin your twin flame journey, how you manifested your union, and how the teachings of union have changed your life and brought you together, and also what you guys have been doing that led you to being successful on your twin flame journey. And with that, my very first question to you is, how did both of you first begin to learn about spirituality, like in general?
I feel like you said, you said to me, we talked about it recently. So, and Stan told me, yeah, you already talked to angels, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, like since I was a small child, actually, like started seeing angels when I was a small child. So basically I was introduced to like non-physical things already back then. I could also already sense things that were not like of the physical, to say like that. And then actually it was quite normal for me as a child, because as a child you're still in that playful thing, so it's not that you question like, is that real or is that real? And then when I started growing up more, then actually it was pushed to the background a bit, because I was more focused on the physical. And then when I started being 15 or 16, it started intensifying actually more, that I was reading the Bible, like going for spiritual books. And then those angels started to appear to me again. And then at the age of a couple of years later, at the age of 18, I actually met a good friend of mine who is also a psychic, but he's way older than me. And he became some sort of a mentor for me actually for years. And like I studied actually what he was doing until I was, let's say 28, I think, or in my late 20s. And like then I actually like started to go more into law of attraction, self-healing, all of these things, how the universe operates, like planetary systems, star systems. Yeah, so yeah, that was my first me touching or tuning in with spirituality.
Yeah, you said when you were 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, angels. Yeah.
How about you, Hannah?
Yeah, for me it was a bit different. I just felt always I was extremely sensitive as a child, as a young girl, very sensitive to people's vibrations, to people's auras or words or saying. I felt always that I experienced things very deeply. Like it felt more, way more intense than other people. But yeah, I came recently to accept myself deeper, that probably I'm highly sensitive and all those things, and very empathetic. And yeah, because I struggled a lot as a teenager, I invested more and more in therapy and self-healing. I started to read more about spirituality or about healing yourself because I was so much in pain. And that's where then it also started that I came in touch with the term twin flames. And yeah, with law of attraction as well, even though that didn't fully resonate because it was more just focus on the good stuff. And it felt not always good when you had deep things or traumas coming up. So I'm very grateful that I found Jeff and Shalia then, that I called that in and God helped me. And I went just like you. I went also then to physical churches, or I read more spiritual books and about crystals or energy healing and all those things.
Beautiful. It sounds like both of you had like really this journey where you tried out different things and really were looking for like the one thing. So when you found Jeff and Shalia, did you instantly have this feeling of, oh, okay, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. This like healing modality and twin flames and healing my relationship with God and all of that. So yeah, how was that for you finding them?
Well, for me, it was actually like a quite easy introduction because I was already since longer time than from my begin 20s till later 20s in like spirituality and psychic work. So I already heard some things about twin flames, but never really
the truth
or like went completely into it. I was not really actively searching for it yet, or was not truly called for it. But then later, like I truly had that call and that feeling in my heart, like there is that one person for me. Mm-hmm. And like, then I actually started searching on the internet and I came with Jeff and Shalia's YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. I think the most of the people are actually like coming to them like that. And I clicked on one of those links underneath the videos to go to their website. And actually, like that same day, I decided to buy their book, like Twin Flames, They're Finding Your Ultimate Lover. And a couple of days later, I had it from Amazon, and I read the Bible actually also much like earlier, but I read that book actually also like the Bible, like from the left to the right and the right to the left. And like, yeah, it was really smooth and easy actually, and I was very in awe how easy the teachings actually were and how easy it was to understand. Mm-hmm. And how simplified it was, and like the explanation was simplified, while if you read the Bible then you have all kinds of stories where you actually need to already like feel with your heart and look with your third eye, like through the story to see and really find the truth in it. And like with Jeff and Shalia's teachings, that's also like that, but it's easy, it's smooth, it's simple, and that makes it so absolutely perfect actually.
Yeah, I can fully agree. I found also Jeff and Shalia through the YouTube channel, and then through German coach that I found the channel, and then had my first free consultation. And I remember that was very deep for me the first time doing the mirror exercise. And then immediately after, because the coach was so also convinced about Twin Flame Ascension School, it was around Christmas, I believe 2016 or so, and I was longing for my one true love. That was always my dream, to be together with my one true love and to heal myself. And because I got to know that Twin Flame Ascension School, all class pass would offer me all that, it would help my consciousness, to raise my consciousness and help me heal while watching the recordings or the videos. And so I invested immediately into that. And that was my gift for Christmas. And And then I'm so happy that I then committed to coaching, and coaching one time a week or even two times a week. And I then went all in and never looked back. And that's how you need to have the attitude, because it really does everything you need in Twin Flame Ascension School and all of Jeff and Shalia's products. You just need to go all in, and then you don't look back. Just like Jeff always says, live your life purpose, same thing. Don't look back, and you will, all dreams will come true, and you heal yourself. And
beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
And also, as a quick note for everyone who's listening, if you want to have the support of a coach on your journey, then you can head over to twinflamesuniverse.com, where we have a tab that says Twin Flame Ascension Coaching. And then you can see all our coaches and also fill out a form to be matched with your perfect coach. So you find that over there. And yeah, for you guys, so you both were, like, went all in with the teaching. And at that point when you began, did you know who your twin, like, you didn't know each other from what I know. Did you have a false twin flame, or did you come into the teaching simply with a desire to find your ultimate lover, but had like no clue who that was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a person in mind who I thought was my true twin flame. It was more like infatuation, and I was very shy also. Very insecure. Now I'm consistently working on that to give myself more confidence and all the stuff. But yeah, I had a lot of insecurities within myself due to trauma, but happily also through MAP, mind alignment process, I could heal my traumas completely, which I'm very, very grateful for. I highly recommend for everyone who struggles with deep stuff. And yeah. And what like could you help?
Well, you healed with mind alignment process.
Yeah, exactly. And I was so infatuated with that person, but that person who I thought was my twin flame was not my twin flame, no. But I, for the longest time, I thought it, he was it. But it doesn't matter so much whether he was it or he doesn't, because he brought everything up that I needed to clear on my twin flame journey. So it was perfect, because I had to work on communication with myself, recognizing my self-worth, or taking my power back as a woman, being with myself, valuing myself, being with God. All those things. And so actually it doesn't matter, according to me. Maybe it was even compassionate how it was for me, and because I had long time no contact with that person, then nothing happened at all. I just always thought he was my twin flame, but he was not. Till then, yeah, God invited me, and because I was doing for years healing work, I believe 3 years around, that coaches invited me, because I was so peaceful to surrender him more and more and to let him go and to open up to the chance, what if he's not your twin flame? And so I did that because I really chose my true twin flame in my heart, and whether also would be, let's say, in the physical and other gender or whatever, that all doesn't matter. I wanted just my one true person. So, yeah. And then so to surrender and me loving myself and living my dreams back then was a flight attendant. But me going all in there was very important, because I was a bit waiting on my twin flame. But actually, I had huge resistance to move my life forward without that my twin flame is physically here. But I then just started loving myself, because there was no opening anywhere else. only in my life purpose or where God called me to go and to heal stuff. And so I needed to believe in myself and believe in God and going for my dreams and finding contentment with myself and with life and coming in harmony with God and me. And if it would have just been God and me, that would have been enough. And that was finally the door when everything opened and my true twin flame messaged me.
You know, I just want to highlight that you're mentioning some things that are really, really important. You know, for one, how Jeff and Shelia say that a false twin flame is actually there to speed up your journey. And from what you just shared, it really shows perfectly how you, regardless of whether that's your true twin flame or not, you just accepted everything, all the lessons he was meant to bring to you and you were meant to learn. And through doing that, you actually revealed him as a false twin flame, and that brought you to your true twin flame on the fast track.
Yeah, exactly. Because I had no communication. So I always needed to go within. I could not get anything, you know, because on that journey, like we are, if we don't know the, like how it goes, it actually goes that you need to give yourself everything from within, from God, and like your own love, and that's enough. But yeah, and I kept having that pattern of looking outside of myself, and because that was never working with that person, which I'm actually very grateful for, that he did that so hard, and so I could always value myself and approve of myself and contact myself. Yeah.
Beautiful. So this person, this false twin flame, really taught you to love yourself and not try to get that from someone else.
Yeah.
And because you hear that with him, like you could already bring that thing into your union.
Yeah. And then I saw myself more clearly. I saw men clearly because I had huge issues with men, with the other gender. Just certain experiences, maybe with biological father in a few lifetimes or so, and then having had misperceptions about men. So I needed to clear those things out, and with Father God and all that stuff, and also seeing women as equal with men and really seeing myself for really who I am. And like Jeff always says, once you recognize your true divine self, like you recognize your divinity or yourself, then your twin flame is also able to recognize you.
How about you, Stein, when you came into the community, where were you at with your potential twin flame person?
I was already since quite some time single also. Like, of course, in your teenager years, you grow up and you have like some relationships. But like I think I joined 2018 somewhere in August or so. She was already in 2016 or 17 or so. And I actually didn't really knew what or who. I just felt guided because I was so busy with the universe and spirituality, and I felt actually guided by one of my angels who said to me, like, type on the internet, like, twin flames. And he said, like, that's your next step. That's what you want in your life. And that will bring you, like, to where you actually want to be in your life. And I just followed that guidance. And then, like I said before, I came to Jeff and Shelia. Then ordered the book Twin Flames, Finding Your Ultimate Lover. And actually right after that, I started coaching with a coach, and I told the coach, honestly, like I'm just here to find my twin flame or one true love, how you want to call it, but also to come closer to God and myself. That was actually like my first objective to do, like to really heal myself and to really come even closer to God and to grow spiritually. And I feel like I could do those both things actually here, like Twin Flames Universe offered me both things. And then I had actually a feeling that one girl where I was like since kindergarten or so from the same village where I grew up. And we always like got along and clicked together. And she also mirrored me some kind of stuff. But for some time, I thought that she was maybe my twin flame, but I never really was attached to the person or like who. And I kept doing my work. And then my coach also said, like, it's time to really let go of that person or any personality and just focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. And focus on your inner healing all the time. And then I did that and I gave myself everything that I needed. Mm-hmm. I don't want to mention how many hours I spent in inner work, like morning, like lunch, evening, night. And yeah, that's my personality. I'm quite persistent. If I want something, then I will reach that. And like then came a moment actually that I realized, like, okay, I now did all of that healing work. I did all of that work, and it feels now a bit too pushy. And I felt that God or the universe wanted to say to me, like, okay, now like hang back, relax, align with me, and surrender to God. And like just love yourself and love life. And from the moment that I started doing that, there was, it seemed like a shift. And like then I had in...
You were embracing life, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in, when was it? Like November or December 2019, like we knew, started to know each other in 2020, January or so.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a meditation because my angels guided me, and like I was meditating and all of a sudden, like deep in my meditation, like in my heart center, there came like Jeff and Shalia, and like they came walking in hand, and I was at first talking to God and my angels and all of these things. And I had that pattern before of like really using my psychic skills to want to see on the inside or like in the future how my twin flame looks like and where she lives and all of these things. And I always saw her as a silhouette, but as a blonde woman, like not really a face, but like blonde hair. And from that moment, like days before, I actually surrendered to God. And Jeff and Shalia came in, and Jeff, I remember Jeff said, like, do you finally want to know who your twin flame is? And I said, like, yeah. And then I thought, like, he's going to probably say, like, she's you or something like that, because that's the truth. But then I was actually surprised that, like, God and Shalia, and they snapped their fingers, and all of a sudden that silhouette, there came like a light, and I saw her so clearly, like never before. It was like real life. And then I remembered that like weeks before, I don't know why, but I just sent a friend request to a random person in the open forum because my angels and God guided me. And it was to her. And I just liked her pictures and just liked her, like how she was on pictures and like what she shared from nature and mountains and all of these things. And then it got very clear. And then they say, like, that's your twin flame. And then I was like, nah. And I could not believe it. And then they said, like, do you choose to trust? And then I said, like, yeah, I choose to fully surrender. And if this is my twin flame, I accept. If it's not, then I choose, like, to move through it and to go further. And then I woke up from that meditation and I realized that I just needed to send her a message. And then, like, I sent her a message, just something simple, like, hey, we're on both on the twin flame journey. I see that you're also in the open forum and that you're actually also from Europe, from a neighbor country. Mm-hmm. Like, how about connecting one time and like sharing our journeys, and maybe we can help each other or something like that. And at first she didn't respond it, so I just let it go. I thought by myself, I just going to continue doing my inner work. And then begin January, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she responded. Mm-hmm. And then she offered to to talk and to share about our journeys and all of these things. And then we realized that
we had a call, video call.
And then we shared our the love list. Mm-hmm. That is actually in Jevon Shilia's book, Finding Your Ultimate Lover.
Very important to write your core values and dreams down.
And we came to know that actually 100% the same dreams, wishes, desires,
values
in life, and everything was one on. I never experienced that before. Mm-hmm. And after that call actually took us 4 hours or so, mm-hmm. I think, and it was so easy, mm-hmm. so relaxing. Like, mm-hmm. from the moment I saw her, it was just like, you can be your true self. You don't need to prove anything. I really felt that in my heart. You can just share yourself how you want to share yourself. And that felt so good. That was,
Yeah, me too.
So
I was very in love, and the first time I saw Stan.
What was your first reaction when you saw that message from him?
It was a bit like, hey, what is that? Like, also a bit to God, because I thought that other person still might have been. I just for a few weeks ago completely let go of attachment, released him, we're okay with that option, maybe another man. And then all of a sudden I got a message on Facebook from whom I don't know, but I remember weeks prior I think I accepted your friend request because you sounded loving how you are. And and I had resistance a bit to talk to him because I was afraid to leak my energy, or, whether it's that he just wants something from me or all that stuff. But all of a sudden, God guided me to text him. And then I just surrendered the whole time. I was non-attached. I was always staying with God and myself, and chose to just be faithful to my true twin flame. So it got more and more clear and revealed that we could share ourselves everything, that conversations are so easy. You felt at home. We were consistently from nearly nothing, all of a sudden messaging each other all the time or calling every evening.
Beautiful.
It was done.
You also mentioned to me later, right, when we came together, that you with your coach actually had a choice to be friends with your twin flame on Facebook, because he was not like that person who you taught was not on Facebook, right?
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, like you, like before I sent it to you, a friend request, you told me later when we came together that your coach helped you to make the choice to become friends with your twin flame.
Or whom we don't know yet, twin flame. But I had that, a coach who helped me, because I had resistance, very shy, like very old as a man now, because I was so long just with me and God that it was very then, like, I needed to do some healing around allowing a man in my life to open up, and that I am a partner, that I'm meant to have a physical partner who is me. And so Mm-hmm. And then we started coaching even together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before you came into union, did you feel like the shift happening within you, like where you were kind of like, okay, maybe I'm close to coming into union, mm-hmm. I can feel something mm-hmm. coming, or was it completely out of the blue, just a surprise?
Mm-hmm. No, I felt that. I don't know, but first I remember like Adam and Brian, who are my coaches, who came in union in Harmonious Union, and I could remember that also that made a huge thing with me, because it felt like, wow, that's possible, because I know them very well or from coaching. And then I just I don't know, I felt like really more that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that and very happy for them. And yeah, and then just also because I went all in with God, I felt very harmonious with myself and with God and with life. And I came in a good place within myself and with loving myself and with my daily inner work, you know. I was fulfilled with God and myself. I was going for my dreams. I did not stop just because my twin flame was not in the physical. I actually said to myself and promised that I will make the best life possible for myself, whether it's just me and God or whether there is my twin flame next to me. I don't wait. And that was a huge thing for me to really like, no, life is now. My joy is now. My dreams are now, and I'm worthy of it. And so I was a bit also putting off the focus of the twin flame and putting the focus on myself and God and my dreams. And probably that were a lot of lessons that I needed to learn and approving of myself. Yeah, I felt, how did you feel?
It was actually like on the outside, there was nothing so visible yet. But I always felt on the inside, because I was very focusing on inner work, but also like visualization and like consistently being with God and drawing God in.
Mm-hmm.
And once I like saw that image in my heart of God, me and my twin flame, I actually realized like, mm-hmm. she's not outside of me. Mm-hmm. Like she's within me, along with God and me, we're one and the same. And since then, like, there was that click, and mm-hmm. I saw, like, let's say, like, three flames or so becoming, like enfolded or embraced.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, like, I just have that in my full body. I choose to ground that in the physical. And, like, I just kept focusing on that, and it felt so good. And I realized, like, okay, God, like, it doesn't matter, like, if it's only me and you in the physical, that's okay, because I have her within me either way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give myself everything I need. And
mm-hmm.
I think from the moment I truly surrendered, that I truly felt in my heart, like,
mm-hmm.
it clicked, like, this is the moment that I know that we're together, that we were actually never separated.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that was very important to start magnetizing and attracting her like a magnet to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
along with romance attraction, yeah. Course. Yeah.
Yeah. Along with loving yourself, mm-hmm. embracing yourself, all of these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, realizing that you are not alone, that like Shalia always says, that the aloneness is a lie, that you are with yourself and with God, and on top of it, with your twin flame. I also came to know that mm-hmm. when I went hiking, I was realizing I hike with God, myself, and my twin flame. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fulfills you, really. If you come to really know that, when you see something nice, know that you're not standing there alone, or not just alone with you and God. You're even standing there with you, God, and your twin flame. they're experiencing it with you, that beautiful view or the beautiful garden. And yeah, and all what you give to yourself, like Jeff and Shelley always say, you give that to your union, like, and you're doing it both. Yeah.
Beautiful. What I, you know, what I really hear from what both of you are sharing is that before coming into union, you really reached this place inside of you where you were at peace with you, God, and knowing that your twin flame is inside of you, and you really weren't looking outside of yourself anymore for love or your twin flame or anything, but it was really the state of, I'm at peace, I'm good, I'm with God, my twin flame is with me, and then I can surrender and relax and kind of trust that everything else works itself out.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, because that's like, you know, the state that is like the feeling of union, and that's how you arrived within yourself in that state of union, and that's what manifested your union in the physical. So how exactly was your process of coming into that state, that feeling of union? You've talked about, you know, inner work and all of that, but just to kind of go really back to the basics and share that with maybe some people who are listening that really have no idea how to go about healing and coming to that place of peace. So what did you do?
Well, before I was more into like meditating, like before I joined Twin Flames Universe. So I followed also a lot of Buddhist teachers or like Indian monks and all of these things, like the Shaolin monks, and how they were meditating and how they were actually mastering their consciousness. And like after that, also their body. Because there is no separation, and that is actually where I already learned, like, hey, everything is one. Like, there are maybe higher dimensions, but what's up there is also the same here, so there is no difference. Like, it's all one string. And then I was actually more focused on me and God, like seeing me and God, like most people I think in Buddhism have, like, it's only focus on self and on God. And but there was always that longing for something extra, and I found myself then in my late teenager years, like, looking sometimes for love outside of myself, and that didn't felt good anymore. And then I started to try to give that to myself in multiple ways, through books, courses, all of those things, angel work, healing work, and also followed Louise Hay, like with her books and affirmations, all of these things. And once I then got into Twin Flames Universe, I felt I had already the basics, like to easily perform the mirror exercise. From that, from that spiritual state, of course, she was already in, so I already had some foundation without knowing it. And it was very easy, actually, that I picked it all up, like the mirror exercise, like very determined, very focused. Like if I had something, a feeling, or something angered me about something else, like, it didn't took long before I was in that I not only used it on my upsets, but also like on everything around me. Because I taught by myself, like, if I can heal myself with it, then I, like, if I'm upset with, let's say, the weather, or like I leak my energy there, or like there's something, then I can heal that with this tool within myself and take my power back. And then, like, I came to a transformation where I started to realize that it's not only about the spiritual, like, ascending, like, leaving, right? And Jeff and Shelia, their teachings are actually, like, you can have it all. You can have it both. You can have ascension, but you can have it grounded in the physical and also have, like, a beautiful heavenly physical life with your one true love. And once that clicked, I started, like, when I was healing parts of myself, also seeing parts of her, like adult and inner child, like having the same upset. And once I healed that, then I saw them hugging each other and then melting into one. And I feel like the more I did that, the more I realized that you have those both energies in your body, like the masculine and the feminine, and that it felt more and more stable and aligned and balanced the more I did that. And like, I feel that was really the foundation for me to really feel like that is how I manifested my union. Yeah.
For me, it was like to stop just looking outside of myself and to stop controlling, because I had some things where I wanted, because I never had communication. So I needed to be then there very disciplined with myself. And because I knew all the time when I was coaching or watching classes, it's all about looking within. Don't try to get outside. And then I consistently took a lot of times where I needed to clear resistance, but the more I did it, the easier I cleared the resistance. And then it became automatic that I was just constantly like looking within, okay, there's another upset. And then, okay, let's apply the mirror exercise again, loving myself. And that came like normal routine every day, like automatic, to stop looking outside. It's really a shift. You need to shift and keep that shift. Yeah.
So just kind of staying at the basics a bit more, because I feel it's important to communicate that fully to everyone who's listening. So how would you describe the mirror exercise in short? And also, when you talk about, you know, you talked a lot about working with a coach. What exactly did you do in your sessions with your coach?
Yeah, let's say with a coach, you are there to heal your upsets. You heal separation consciousness. That means you heal that consciousness of feeling separate from God, from love, from your twin flame, from your good, from yourself. You heal that. And so first of all, with the mirror exercise, you state the upset in one sentence. Let's say I was upset with my twin flame, that other twin flame is not my twin flame, but like I was upset with that person because he was not communicating to me. And then you turn the nouns into pronouns. So you turn it to yourself. So I'm upset with myself because I'm not communicating with myself. And then you feel in your heart, is there any truth to it? And because I was upset, there must be a truth to it, because like Jeff and Shalia say, people do not create your feelings, they're simply revealing the feelings that are already inside of you. So like your feelings are always your responsibility, no one else's. So okay, I needed to acknowledge that it was my upset, my feelings, I was not communicating with myself. And then in step number four, so three was, is there any truth to this? Yes, there is. Step number four, let's give that part love and everything she needs. And so I saw that part of me, an inner child part, or how you call it, it doesn't matter so much. It's just a part that feels neglected, ignored, not communicated. She needs attention, love, communication, listening. And so I was giving that to her and to myself. And so I was building that connection. And so till that part of me feels fully complete and fully loved up, and then I just melted into myself. And then the coach asked me, how do you feel now? And the upset was gone. I was not upset at my twin flame anymore. So that's what mirror exercise does. Yeah.
Beautifully explained. And I guess my follow-up question would be, why are we doing this?
Sorry?
Why are we doing the mirror exercise? What's the whole purpose of it?
Yeah, the purpose of it is that we are not acting in ego, also that we don't blame or project, and that also that other people don't need to change for us, you know, that our feelings are our responsibility, and so that we heal ourselves, because those parts that they are just calling for love if you don't feel good. And once you give them love and include them into yourself, you feel that wholeness more. You feel more like your divine self. You feel more love, your divinity, who you truly are. And you just are free, and other people can also be free to be themselves. There's no codependency anymore. Mm-hmm. There's no blaming. There's no, you did this, or like... just okay, if there are feelings there, you, it's just your job then to look within and to love yourself. And yeah, it's just a tool for ascension, to come closer to God, to come closer to love and to your true divine self. You raise your vibration because you give yourself consistently more love, more attention, more approval, and that draws your twin flame also to you. And because you do that process with everything that's upsetting you, you become like a love magnet and your true divine self. Yeah. And you're unstoppable. Yeah.
Beautifully explained. Thank you.
Yeah.
Dine, is there anything you want to add to what Johanna said?
Like I quickly realized with the mirror exercise, because before, like when I meditated, I always had like difficulties to silence my mind. And then I became better and better and better with it once I got more advanced into meditating. And then like I started doing the mirror exercise, and I'd click really like, hey, this thing connects not only my heart with God, but also my mind, because I get to understand why that part is like screaming so loud, or why I have these racing anger thoughts, or that anger, or that feeling in me now. And I could understand myself from a whole other level, like not only the light side, but also like the so-called, let's say like darker parts, or like that were not shed so much light on. And I realized that there is no difference between that light part and that other part. That other part just was in an illusion of separation from God and from love with yourself and God. And then I realized, like, if I do that on every part of myself, then it's way easier to not only have my heart full of love and full of peace, but also like expand that to my brain or to my mind. And I felt really literally like my left and right side of my brain, like becoming one from that moment. And that is where I actually, like I said before, felt that shift. Like how powerful the mirror exercise actually is. And if you explain it to people, then they say like, wow, such an easy tool. Like it cannot be that easy. And also Jeff and Shalia said it before, like don't be afraid that it's very easy. And in the beginning, it can be a bit adjusting. But once you get a hang of it, then it's really like... You do it automatically. Like you see something and then it's like already, okay, where am I doing this to myself? And then like you give yourself there the love or appreciation, approval, validation, or whatever you need. And
yeah, that's all you want. You actually even want your own love, your own attention, and God's love.
Yeah.
It's not actually that we want it from others. That's really a lie. And yeah, so it's actually also a good thing if we, let's say, hold the mirror sometimes up to other people and don't give what they so-called, you feel what they want, because actually we do everyone a great service if we just do what God says we shall do and not what we feel from another person we should do, you know, because then we give everyone the chance to look within and to give themselves God's love and their own love. That's actually what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been, you know, like really applying the mirror exercise now for a couple of years from the moment you joined Twin Flames Universe, healed into your union, and ever since you've been together. How has like the teachings in union in general and the mirror exercise changed your way of being and your life?
It's changed me completely, like positively, let's say. From the moment I started using it, because before I was actually like consistently with angels, like cutting cords and like clearing things out, and a lot of focus on outer things still. And like once I did the mirror exercise, like that focus turned completely onto myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized like I had so much peace.
And that you have needs, right? And that you could meet your needs.
Yeah. And that it was actually first about myself, like God and myself, not about what's going on around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also realized that by doing the mirror exercise more and more, like some kind of relationship started to fall away.
Mm-hmm.
And like literally the feeling already and God saying like that doesn't align anymore or match anymore. And also for people who start doing this, like do not be afraid of that, mm-hmm. because it's just literally
clearing out
and it's be replaced either way with something of the same vibration or even better.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really quickly actually that started to work. Also like how relationships with family members changed, how you actually start valuing yourself, where before you did not saw your how life. They were abusing you or like really doing nasty stuff to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me also like to set clear boundaries and to say like, okay, like that's not mine. Like I choose to honor myself and love myself here and give myself what I need. And
mm-hmm.
that was so liberating that mm-hmm. I could really like finally stand up and say like, hey, like what's going on there? That's not mine. Like mm-hmm. if I feel upset about it, I can give that to myself. If not, then I just like do what God asked me to do, step away or say mm-hmm. something or put up a boundary. And yeah, like I said, that was very liberating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me as well, like loving myself and actually finding out that I can heal my soul, that I can heal my soul with my own love and with God's love completely. I always believed that it was possible, but now I know that it's possible. And yeah, also through the teachings of Jeff and Shalia and the mirror exercise and the classes and mind alignment process, I know that you can heal your soul, that you can heal yourself completely. And yeah, that's always what my big dream was, and my big dream came true. Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, it really also highlights how, like, one thing that I've always, like, I still love about the mirror exercise and the teachings of union and mind alignment process is that it works every single time. Like you, no matter what happens in your reality or how you feel, you can always apply it and you always feel better and you can always heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love how you just talked about that so beautifully.
Yeah, because if you look at it, like some books, if you read books, that's good and all, if you read some information, but I feel if you really apply, like with the mirror exercise, or sometimes bring as well logic there, or love, or whatever you need, that's a whole other thing than you just reading a book, or just listening to something, because you really go with the mirror exercise into your subconscious, or in very deep parts of you where you have hidden beliefs or hidden memories of who said what to you. And those parts, like if you don't feel so confident in certain areas, they are calling for your love and you can now love them up. They just need love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the cool thing. It's like what Jeff and Shelia said, you're even like, you can be a bit even self-sufficient, you know. It's not like you're dependent. Like with the mirror exercise, you have the tool, mm-hmm. and you can love yourself, and you can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It also gives you the ability, like in let's say an upset with a person or your twin flame, like why you attracted those things in the first place, like what's mm-hmm. your part in it, mm-hmm. and what's that other person's part in it, like mm-hmm. probably you were a vibrational match in some
Definitely.
Form, some kind of way. Yeah. Attracted that because you still had that within your consciousness or beliefs or feelings.
Yeah, God shows you something.
Yeah, and then like when you use the mirror exercise and you retrieve your energy from that, then actually like the torn mm-hmm. is pulled out. Like you mm-hmm. will, like mm-hmm. once it's fully healed through all layers, you will not attract those things
Certain
anymore.
Things.
And you will
your
either,
life gets better.
Yeah, and you will either like not get upset anymore or and still have those things around mm-hmm. you,
or it goes
or
completely.
It completely falls away. And that is actually
that's a cool thing.
Yeah, very easy also to do it.
Yeah, that's really the best thing, because your life gets better and better. That's really what's supposed to be life. Also, because we're all children of God, and so yeah, that's really great, because we can love ourselves, come closer to God and to love, and our life gets better. And we are participating in that by doing that internal work, because we change our vibration and so it shifts to a better outward reality.
Perfectly said. We're nearing the end. I have two more questions for you. One of them is something that you said in your own words about this twin flame journey. You called it a 3-in-1 package. And I found that really cool when I saw that. So I'm curious to hear from you what exactly that means to you.
Well, like I explained before, like when you see when you finally click that like God in your heart and like you and your twin flame, and you see those persons melting as one. And you ground that in your full being, then mm-hmm. like that's what I call like the 3-in-1 mm-hmm. package. Like it's all inclusive, and
it's within you.
It was always within you. Like you have that package fully within you. There is nothing outside of that suitcase that you still need mm-hmm. to find.
Mm-hmm. Your twin flame is already there.
Yeah, you have everything already packed in your suitcase to go on the journey to like mm-hmm. to have it on the outside, because
mm-hmm.
you have clothes for the winter, for spring, and for the summer. So
and God is unlimited source, right? It's unlimited good. So you have with God everything, and mm-hmm. there is as well your twin flame, and they are all inside of you. Yeah, that's the 3-in-1.
It's really cool also to like picture it like it's a suitcase that has everything in it. I love how you explained that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the package.
Yeah.
The one package.
So my last question to you is, if you could go back to the very beginning of your journey and give that version of yourself from back then a piece of advice or some guidance for like the journey ahead of them, what would you let them know?
I would let her know that she has what it takes, that she can believe in herself, know her worth, know that she's perfect just as she is, that she's good enough because she's God's daughter, and that she can achieve all of her dreams.
Mm, beautiful.
Yeah. And that I have her back at all times. Yeah, with God.
Very nice. How about you, Stan?
I would give him that suitcase and show him what's in there. Like God, me, my twin flame, including all my good, because I have that with God. Once you're mm-hmm. with God, you are with yourself and your twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
also
good to include it.
Yeah, to continue like heal yourself, keep being persistent, and you have everything what you need inside. Give it to yourself and surrender. And like I can show him this is the results in the future. So you have what it takes, keep going. And
yeah, it's for everyone. Absolutely. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you both for sharing that.
Yeah.
We have come to the end of today. It's been a pleasure listening to you. Thank you for sharing everything that you've shared and given us an insight into your journey.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Happy to everyone, highly encouragement to keep going. Yeah. You've got this. Just keep persisting. That's really it. And keep looking within, be honest with yourself and just keep loving yourself deeper and deeper, and everyone will arrive where they desire to arrive to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. And also to our listeners, thank you very much for being here with us today. If you desire to find out more about how you can manifest your union and hear the separation consciousness that Stein and Johanna explained really well how to go about that. But obviously there's an entire body of teaching behind it. So you can find all of that at twinflamesuniverse.com. We also have a free introduction course that is really specifically set up to help you be introduced to your twin flame journey and know of the basics that really help you to have the success you desire. And you can also find that at twinflamesuniverse.com on the website. And other than that, we will be back next week with another episode. And I wish all of you a beautiful journey and many blessings on your way into harmonious union.
Yes, me too. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.